Lots and lots of sandies, diamonds, and honeycombs coming out. Our summer fish are definitely starting.
The garrick are still definitely around, especially on those deep water spots, and with a bit of live bait, the guys are still getting cobbed.
Yeah, a bait in the water. The fish are there.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, anglers. Okay, right. So hold on to your hats. Hold on to your rods. Guys, KZN, it is on fire. Even with those heavy winds and rains predicted, we are going to be getting some rods bending because this past week, the entire coastline was on fire, right? I mean, I just said it. It's on fire. It has been absolute chaos. It's mayhem. It's pandemonium. It is everything we could have imagined fishing to be. We have had it during this week. However, it is going to be challenging this weekend. The app says it. The anglers are feeling it. We know it is going to be difficult. Hey, it's competition weekend. You know, it brings through the biggest challenges out there. But with that being said, there are windows of opportunity and you are in the right spot right now because you hit play to find out where all those sweet spots were and where all the fish was coming out to point you kind of in the right direction. So we're going to get into this with the world's greatest fishing reporters. They've got the lowdown, the inside scoop, exactly where all this fish was coming out from. And all you need to do is sit back, turn up the volume and get ready for it. However, before we get into all that news, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
So guys, I just want to give a huge shout out to the Kingfisher, right? I mean, they've supported us for over 300 episodes now, and they are continuing to do so now when we need them the most, as we get into the festive season, as we get into the summer period. Like I always say, you got to support those that support you, and in this case, it's the Kingfisher. Now, let's kick it off. Let's kick off the show right here in my hometown, Durban, with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? It was a good weekend on the beaches. Guys got a lot of inedible fish on the beaches. Quite a few stumpies, grunters, some shad, big shad in the mix. Hopefully they will all return because the season is still closed for a bit. Some lovely cob came out. Oaks Chase, bronze bream, stumpies, things like that. They all did very well. On certain beaches, guys got some lovely sandies and honeys. Other beaches was only grey sharks, diamonds. Yeah, it just depends where you went. It depends what popped up. But it was a very good weekend to be on the beaches. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, not such a good weekend. The sea was a little bit on the rough side, but some of the guys did launch. They did quite well with a couple of snookie in there. There was a couple cooter. But mainly the guys are fishing on the bottom for the hillbeck, the doggers, Cape Yellowtail, amberjacks, things like that. Guys are doing well if they could have gotten out. Durban Bay produced some lovely snappers. Some good-sized snappers came out. One or two rocket-sized cob were caught. The guys got some lovely grunter as well. Kingies made an appearance. I've got quite a few different species of kingies. They did come quite wild this weekend, which is a good thing. One or two spring in the mix, though. Durban Bay will always be a good choice. Have a good time. This is Mike V for NSA News.
Well, good day, guys. Brad Yalinski, Fishing Charters. The fishing report for the ski boat thing of the Durban area over the last week. Some really exciting and strange news. Yeah, over the weekend, over Thursday and Friday, the snook off Blue Lagoon were all over the place. You could physically see them in the water, but they had a bit of a lockjaw situation where you managed to get one or two, but the amount of fish that were there should have been a lot more. So the snook are there. They're all those 8-kilogram ones. So that's the one good side of it. On the bottom fishing side, yes, guys, some really nice fish, some really good rock hards, nice cat faces and caps and fines, and some decent slingers and soldiers. On the nighttime time when we got out here, guys, there are some nice hillbecks still around, especially out on those deeper wrecks off the Durban side. Guys, here on the water, the temperature's been going up and down and very erratic. So, yeah, there are some Dorado, some huge tuna off out in the deep. But yeah, the water just needs to settle down and keep a constant warming up temperature, and those green fish should be coming quite prolific in the next couple of weeks. Guys, this is Brad for Angling New South Africa.
Right, all right. Okay, so there has been fish, and you know what? There's fish coming out in the harbor when those winds are coming through. That is my go-to spot. It's protected. I still have an absolute blast. It's a good window. I can even fish there in the rain from the back of my baki. That's the beauty of being here in Durban. That's the beauty of being in KZN. There's always somewhere to fish. Speaking of somewhere to fish, let's jump to Michaela Daniels, because she's talking what's just slightly outside of Durban. She's covering the Durban North area. Guys, she's been on the beach the entire week. She's been getting onto some fish, and she's going to tell us exactly what else she's heard in that entire vicinity.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for Angler News SA. It's been another action-packed week for our local Durban anglers, with a variety of species having come out. Starting at Blue Lagoon, the past week saw some lovely pompano and stumpies coming out off the bricks, while the North Bank produced a few cod and sandies, while the guys at Beachwood picked up lots of grey shark, sandies, and a few diamond rays, with the odd stumpy in between. Virginia saw a bit more action this past week with some grunter and pompano coming out, as well as the odd ray here and there, while the anglers at Mthlanga had another week of fun with the grey sharks and stumpies. For the offshore guys, quite a few snook came out off the back line between Blue Lagoon and Ganashli, while the bottoms are still producing some lovely heelbeck, rockhard, and a few mussel cracker. Moving up to Mthloti, there's still plenty bronze beam coming out on the north side, and a few stumpies coming out after dark. For the offshore guys, there's been a couple of yellowfin tuna coming out a bit deeper, while the back line is still producing lovely snook, and the bottoms fishermen are still hooking into some decent heelbeck, reds, and rockards. That's going to be it from me for this week, guys. Tight lines, and have a great one.
Oh, thank you, Michaela. What a fantastic report. I love it. Such a variety of species, from pompano to sandies, grays to salmon, cob, whatever you want to call it. Yes, the offshore was challenging. We know this. It has been that type of season. However, so many species to catch. And you know what? There was so much of snook out there. You know, as Brad mentioned earlier, absolutely unbelievable fishing in Durban and just outside of it. Now, what about moving further up? Well, let's hear what Deandra has to say. Now, guys, bear in mind, Deandra is reporting from the beach. This is what I love about it. Hands-on reporters.
The fishing has slowed down after a few epic weeks of memorable catches. The rock and surf has now taken a turn, with only a few species of non-edibles hooked and landed. This past week, there have been reports of a few brown rays and talks of a bull shark being landed. Bream and stumpies are still in the lead on the edible side, with a few odd brushes also in the mix. There are still fireworks on the offshore with side with a marlin, bullfish, dugger, and heelback. For those chasing the tuna, you can still expect to find them in large numbers. Moving down to Richards Bay side, beautiful brown ray was hooked of about 1 meter, but also not much to report on for this area. Some juvenile carp, blacktails, carantine, and other scratching species will surely make for a few fun hours of light tackle fishing fun. Salt Rock, Belito, and Westbrook have delivered a few grey sharks and lesser sharks. I am fishing in Durban. The grey sharks have been on. There's a few sandies being landed and a few diamonds coming out. All the best for all the anglers for the new week. This is Deandra reporting for Angler News SA. Tight lines.
Thank you, Deandra. Guys, didn't I tell you we've got the best reporters? There's someone with a rod in one hand, a cell phone in the other hand, sending me the fishing report and letting me know exactly what is going on. This is the beauty of what we do. Yeah, we do what we love, right? And we deliver the news to you. Now, Durban has been firing. North Coast, not so much. As you could hear, Deandra was down at the basin and there was so much of species coming out. It was unbelievable, right? I mean, you want to see those catches, jump onto the social media pages, check it out on our social. You'll find all of it out there. Angling News SA or the Kingfisher page. You know, that's what our sponsors are there for, to bring us the latest news, exactly what they're doing now. Now, speaking of some latest news, there is some bass action at Albert Falls, along with a few other species, a few other areas to go and catch some fish. Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. Slightly slower week to report on, with the typical summer weather coming in, which has dropped some 15 to 20 miles on average over the past week across the Midlands, with some heavier falls in places, but currently at least nothing like the rain, hail, and flooding, which was recently experienced up in the northwest at Newcastle and also up and across in Lesotho. Looking at the forecast ahead, however, there's some more rain on the horizon, and it's going to be another one of those weeks where if you see a gap in the weather, grab it and head on out to get your fix. The rains have impacted some of the lower reaches of the trout streams, with reports from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers indicating that both the Mooi and the Bushman's River were up and coloured from the recent heavier rains closer to the berg. Flow was reported to be somewhat less further upstream, but in the coloured water, no interest in the dry fly, but fish in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimetres, took an interest in a suspended nymph pattern. And the mid-morning water temperature was reported at 17 degrees. A mixed bag of returns from the NFFC Stillwater anglers, with some good fish in between a couple of blank returns where anglers were chased off the water by the incoming weather. Returns noted fish primarily in the 11 to 15 inch, that is 28 to 38 centimeter class, with a few in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 42 centimeter class, and an excellent fish in the 19 to 21 inch, or 48 to 53 centimeter class. So yes, there is always one, isn't there? Which is why we keep on coming back for more. On the bass front, some excellent news that Albert Falls Dam has been producing some fish after a long slump. Last weekend's Saba Team Tournament Trail Nationals yielded some good numbers of fish in the 1 to 2 kilo range, where six of the top 10 teams getting their 5 fish bag limit on the 2 days of competition. The best bag for the 2 days weighed in at 12.217 kilograms, with an 8 fish bag taking second place with 11.228 kilograms, and a 10 fish bag of 10.872 kilograms running at the top 3 places. Congrats to all anglers who took place. No direct news from Midmore Dams, but a recent whisper from the water has it that there was a monster bucket mouth that came to hand. Unfortunately, no further mention other than that little tidbit or teaser of information, so anybody in the feel free to share. But if it's a bent stick you're after, it seems that you can do no better than Sterkfontein Dam currently. This past weekend saw the complete fly fisherman Sterkfontein experience in its 28th year, with some 16 kilometers of shoreline. This is sight fishing paradise for both boat and bank-based anglers, and the fish were not shy to come out and play, with some excellent small and largemouth yellowfish coming to hand. Guys, do stop in at Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korabel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Guys, KZN, there is fish all over the place. Even with the weather being the way it is, you want to go and tuck away under a tree in a dam, you're going to get some fish. Make sure that dam is Albert Falls. Seems like it's absolutely working. And we'll get more reports of what really was that big fish Jan is talking about. Now, let's jump back into the salt water. Guys, going down the South Coast. In Adams area, it's been absolute chaos. We're going to get to that in a moment. For now, let's talk to Ray Thompson with what's been going on within that Warner Beach and Manson Toti area.
This week has been, again, busy. Lots and lots of sandies, diamonds, and honeycombs coming out. Our summer fish are definitely starting. And I'm talking about the Lovo Caridine all the way through to basically Durban. There's been a lot of flatfish around. The summer sandies, although they're a little bit on the small side, 15 to 20 kilos, they have started. Guys, the weather is absolutely lovely. Get out there and go fishing.
Thank you, Ray. Now, guys, this is where the competition is happening this weekend. It's the Super League, and that is the vicinity where the competition is taking place. So we know there's a lot of fish out there. However, the challenge is facing that weather conditions. And this is the beauty of it. This is what I actually enjoy about competition weekends. It really challenges the anglers. And these guys are competitive anglers. So I really like to see how they find the fish. Now, if you want to know about this, well, follow our TikTok channel, Angler News SA. Guys are going to be covering this event in those trying conditions, seeing what these guys are up to, what are their tactics, and how they really get into it, right? So follow the pages. Now, I want to tell you about Adam. We're going to get into Adam right now, but Adam is away on holiday. However, he is still so invested in the podcast. He has never missed a show, going on to like, what, 300 episodes. He's been part of at least 250 plus of them. He is in the bush. However, he's still actively involved in all his groups down the South Coast to bring you a Lower South Coast Fishing Report.
Hey, Vinesh, I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everybody at East Coast has had a super week so far. So, down on the South Coast, things are definitely starting to hotten up, Vinesh. We cannot lie about that. The garrick are still definitely around, especially on those deep water spots. And with a bit of live bait, the guys are still getting cob. And we have had our first decent sandy landed recently by teal. So good to see the summer fish coming in through there. We've also had a couple of hammers, a couple of greys. The bream are still biting. It has just been absolutely beautiful. We have had a few days of northeasts the last couple of days, which haven't been too great, I must admit. But as we know, you have a few days of those blowing. And then, you know, the next couple of days, the fish is just on fire. And that is exactly what's been happening. We have had a few areas down here where the guys have been trying for bream. They have been a little bit sanded up, not too bad. However, the guys that are throwing a little bit further are catching those bronzies, the blacktail, and the one or two odd chalyuns still hanging around this time of the year. But as we said earlier, Coptober wasn't so great this year. However, we do predict that we're going to be having a decent November in terms of non-eds and edibles, particularly with the amount of cob and garrick that has been seen down in the Port St. John's area. And as we know, those fish have to come up to the south coast where we are here, Vinay. So it looks to be maybe a late Coptober, more of a Cob November, but let's just cross fingers, toes, and eyes at this stage, Vinesh. But yes, things have definitely been decent. So if the guys are heading down to the south coast this weekend, you know, your deep water spots are going to be the ones to produce. And we all know where those non-ed spots are as well. So definitely hit the ground running, bring all your tackle that you can, and also the kitchen sink. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Hi, Adam, I'm giving you a shout out again. You're a legend all the way in the bush and still giving us the lowdown of what's been going on in the south coast, getting us inspired and letting us know about that Sandy's, the Garrick, the imminent cob. I tell you what, Adam, when that cob comes, you know I'm coming down there as well. There's not a chance I'm missing that. It has been a late season for that. I mean, we missed the whole of Coptober. We're virtually halfway through November. Where are the cob? Well, it's fine. We will get them eventually. Guys, so that's our show for this week. Now, it is going to be challenging. We know those, brace yourself. Those winds are coming. We are well aware of that, but we also know that there are fish that are on the bite. There are two things that could happen with this, right? You can either just sit back and not go and just think, it's not going to work out, or you can have a rod in the water. Face those challenges. Get technical. Get fancy with those baits. Get innovative. Get a bait in the water. The fish are there. So, with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.